but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Jeff Young, 1980 graduate of Lake Oswego High School, diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, 42 years ago. He was originally told he would only have 3 to 5 years to live. He did not accept that fate. He is on a mission and a daily commitment to persevere, living his best life. Over the years, he's been part of six state championship game, 2 state titles featured on ESPN, player, coach, Lake Oswego Sports Hall of Honor. Really, really cool story. And it gets even cooler because tonight, you've got Central Catholic and Lake Oswego High School who are coming together for a special game, 7 o'clock game at Lake Oswego High. Rival teams, unified in support for Jeff Young, who has been battling. They are part of a Live Heads Up campaign. Here to talk about it, the founder of Live Heads Up, Chris Love, who is married to Chris Dudley, in case you want to know. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Did I do it justice? I mean, this is kind of a cool story where you've got a great inspirational story and then you have rivals coming together. And tell us what else is going on.
It is so cool. I do have to add the cherry on the top of your fantastic intro is that we did some digging. We're actually in the process of doing a mini doc on Jeff. But in our research, we found that Jeff is the second longest living person with ALS in the world.
Wow.
It's insane. He's just, and he is nonstop. I mean, he's not a guy that sits around, and that's like one of the most important things that he shows these kids and all of us. I mean, it's an incredible inspiration, and he's going to concerts and he does trips. He's not a guy that's sits still much. So
this football game tonight, how did it come together? How did you guys get involved?
Well, we've been working with Lake Oswego. I got involved about 3 years ago. They've been doing this Red Out game for ALS for a long time. And they asked us to get involved and do some things to really get students to live heads up beyond, before and beyond the Red Out game. And the one thing we discovered is what it means to live heads up is to pursue life with optimism and resiliency. And the more we got to know Jeff, we were like, oh my gosh, we all need to be like Jeff and live heads up. So 3 years ago, we changed the name from Red Out for ALS to Be Like Jeff and Live Heads Up. And this year, when we found out we had an opportunity to be involved in a Central Catholic game with them, being a rivalry, we thought, you know, this is going to be an incredible game. And we hope when they get on the field, you know, it's every man for himself, right? All bets are off, best team wins. But we thought, you know what could be better than us teaming up with someone in the football family by bringing them together? And so Central Catholic, we approached their principal and their head of their ASB, and they were fantastic. They were like, we're in. So they're actually wearing white. And they've been selling shirts to the students and families, and they'll be shirts at the game, too, for $10 to raise money that goes towards Jeff's care. And then Lake Oswego being red for their Red Outs, they've been selling red shirts. And they were amazing. They jumped right in. They even did a game where both schools were doing a you know, the Dr. Pepper challenge that happened
yes.
in the national championship. So we actually did our version of that. And at the assembly, two students teamed up. They had all the grades compete at both schools. And so two students from Central Catholic will compete against the two students from Lake Oswego, both of them won at their school, and they'll be competing against each other at halftime before we do an announcement for Jeff. So that's going to be a lot of fun to get the enthusiasm and the good sportsmanship competition for the students as well.
I love that you're involved with this. I love that, you know, this is also providing an education to a lot of students. I can remember, you know, I grew up in the Bay Area, and Charlie Wiedemeyer, who was a football coach at one of the Bay Area high schools, had ALS, and it was the first exposure I had to somebody. And I can remember coming up and shaking his hand, and he was in a wheelchair, and I thought, gosh, you know, what is this? What is Lou Gehrig's disease? And I think Jeff Young, who's, you know, 42 years battling this, has probably educated a whole bunch of people. What's his secret? Like, you've spent time around him. I mean, he's confined to a wheelchair. He requires constant care, but he's got just an incredible and positive outlook.
Oh, I'm glad that you asked, because the thing I think of the most, first of all, he delivers a message in the locker room every Wednesday to the football team before their game on Friday. And he's an incredible writer, an absolute incredible writer. But it's not about inspiration. He actually challenges them to go 5 extra yards. You know, when someone's like, he'll ask him, why didn't you run that extra 5 yards? You kind of jogged it in, and he'll say, Coach, I was tired. I couldn't. And he gets a smile on his face, and he says, I can't run 5 yards, but you can. You got to push. And that's the way he does things in his life. And the other thing I would say, that's one of his quotes, and I'm not going to quote him exactly, but I will tell you that one of his messages that really hit home with me is that we're all going to have problems in our lives. There's going to be heads down days. That's what we always say with Live Heads Up, and that's what he believes. But one of the things he talks about, I think, so beneficial for all of us, is not letting your worries and your problem take root, because they will derail you. It's so easy for us to get caught, and him being stuck in a wheelchair, really not being able to move anything other than his facial expressions, which thank God he has an unbelievable smile, but he has to pull those worries and those concerns before they manifest into something physical and could kill him. And he's very honest about that. I think that's a huge part of why he's here. He really believes in getting people to understand the potential. And he is so far beyond ready to retire. He's running his leadership group this year. He's been doing it for decades. It's incredible to watch. The other thing I wanted to point out is that he is actually has delivered the kickoff message, the start of the season for the Oregon Ducks. Coach Dan Lanning has, we've been down on their field for their last scrimmage of the year, and Coach Lanning reads his message to the team, and they really look forward to it. It's incredible. I think it's something that I kind of assume we'll be doing annually.
We're talking to Chris Love. She is obviously worth Live Heads Up. You can go to liveheadsup.com. Look, you've written a book, a children's book. You are obviously heavily involved in stuff that your husband was doing, playing in the NBA and afterwards, and causes that you guys have had. Why is this stuff important to you?
I just really saw in 2019, ironically before COVID, I just really saw people not seeing each other, not just kids, and it's not just phones, but we're so distracted and we're losing that ability to communicate with each other. And our world is showing it. The World Health Organization announced a global epidemic of loneliness. This is global. And so we just really wanted to find ways to get people to see each other again and see the beauty in our world and the opportunities, not just live your life looking at other people's Instagram of what you think you want to be. What do you want to be? And so it's been really important to me to get people to start thinking that way. And it has been incredible. I mean, we are working with all kinds of groups. We work with schools, sports teams, pro athletes. We just had Steve Kerr on a podcast, and he and of course Steph Curry are two of the most amazing examples of what it means to live heads up. And we're excited to just continue to get that message out.
I keep talking about the loss of civility we've had, and you you're sort of poking around the edges of that with the, hey, we stopped seeing each other. I think it's been a really hard, heavy week. I wrote sort of a human interest piece this morning because I thought people need something hopeful and unifying, and this week has been heavy with school shooting and a sniper and a lot of politics on social media and people arguing. And you know, I applaud you doing something like this to try to make a positive impact, and you're reaching kids too at high schools.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We actually do an exercise where we bring down a senior and a freshman usually, and we take a tube of toothpaste and we say, okay, put your hands in a cup, and the freshman usually squeezes it into the senior cup, and then we tell the senior to put it back in the tube. And that's what happens, you know, when we say something or we do something, we can't take it back. And whatever you do, especially when you're in high school, is going to be part of your legacy. People will remember if you were good to them, and they will remember if you did something terrible. And we have to be comfortable calling people out on that stuff. We cannot live in fear. It's super easy. I think about Coach Jeff getting diagnosed at 21 years old. I can't imagine the fear that he felt and the questions that he had, but he had to make a decision to be brave. And obviously he's an amazing example of that. And so I think it's important that we're very frank in conversation and we're not afraid.
Chris, the game tonight, 7 o'clock, obviously open to the public, Lake Oswego Central Catholic playing a game at Lake Oswego High School. If you want to support, you want to see some football, you want to be around something positive and uplifting, I encourage people to check it out and get on board. You can also go to liveheadsup.com if you want to find out more about the organization. And if you want to know more about Jeff Young and his challenge, you can go to youngwithheart.com for information there. Chris, I appreciate you making time. Do you miss NBA arenas and being out that life and the travel and the uncertainty every offseason? Do you miss any of that? Or was it fun while it lasted and you're glad you're on to something else?
Well, I mean, being a fifth generation Oregonian, I love that I'm in Blazer country. And so it's good for me to be home and not traveling around, and I get to cheer for the team I care about the most. So I do miss it, but it's good to be back in Oregon and not the uncertainty.
There you go. All right, Chris, love, I appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks again, John. Take care. Thanks for writing that piece, too.
You bet. There she goes. Look, talk about ALS and beating the odds. 42 years Jeff Young has lived with ALS. 42 years. And I played, you know, in the Bay Area, in the South Bay Area, south of San Jose. My high school was Gilroy High School. And as a senior in high school, I played in the section all-star game, right? So I make this section all-star game. It's North versus South. They called it the Charlie Wiedemeyer game. Charlie Wiedemeyer was coach at one of the local high schools who had ALS. He was out at the game, at practices. He was in a golf cart. By that point, he was sort of, not able to really do more than talk and be in a wheelchair or in a golf cart. And it was really towards the end of his life. But it was really an eye-opening experience for me as a young person to have contact with somebody and go and kind of shake his hand and have people say, hey, this is what ALS is. This is how it what living with it looks like. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are fighting terminal illnesses and diseases and, you know, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and ALS. And, you know, there's a lot of different challenges. And I think it's a very relatable thing for people to hear about this. But I think it's cool that Central Catholic and Lake Oswego are teaming up and getting together on this. I want you to leave it here. We got a great Friday show for you. Our big splash is coming up.